As John Fuang used to say, there are three stages to the meditation. First is doing it. The second is maintaining it. And the third is putting it to use. Each of those has its own challenges. In the case of doing it, it's a matter of roping the mind in, getting it satisfied to be with the breath. Sometimes you have to work with the breath, change the way you breathe. You talk to yourself, what kind of breathing would feel good? Ask yourself questions, and then experiment. Because you're trying to get the mind and the breath to fit together so the mind is happy to be here. At the same time, the breath benefits. All too often we spend our time focusing outside. We move the breath energy around in the body in line with our emotions without really realizing what we're doing. So now we're going to pay attention to how the breath energy flows. At the same time, you have to adjust the mind. Sometimes it wants to think about something, especially when you have some free time like this to meditate. It'll tell you, well, I really have to think about this, or I have to think about that. Make plans for the future. Go over the past. You have to remind yourself, no, you're not here for that. You're here for teaching the mind a new skill, which is learning how to stay in the present moment. Because you want to see it in the present moment. Otherwise, your understanding of the mind is based on memories of the past or anticipations of the future, neither of which is all that reliable. Even focusing on the present, if the mind isn't really quiet, its perceptions are not that reliable either. So you have to talk it into wanting to stay here, wanting to be quiet, putting its other thinking aside for the time being. As for the step of maintaining, once the mind does settle down, often the first question is, what's next? Well, it's a complaint. This is boring. Well, it's not really boring. It's just that you're not sensitive to what's actually going on. If you really want to be sensitive to what's going on, you have to learn how to stay here. It's the difference between making an acquaintance and becoming friends. You stay together. You'll learn a lot about the mind as you try to keep it here, because there'll be thoughts that go flashing out. You have to say, no, you're not going to follow them. And then you begin to realize that even before the thoughts arise, it's going to be a little stirring in the breath energy. Trying to be sensitive to the whole body breathing in, the whole body breathing out, to see what those stirrings are. When you feel them, you dissolve them. Feel them, you dissolve them. You come to understand, this is how the mind creates the thought world. These are the steps. That leads into the next step, which is using the meditation. You're trying to gain insight into the mind. As the Buddha said, the reason we suffer is because of what the mind is doing. You want to be here long enough, steadily enough, so you can see, well, when the mind makes a choice to do something, when it has an intention, where does that come from? If it has an unskillful intention, what's the allure? And then can you see the drawbacks? It's all visible right here, which is why when the mind says nothing's happening, it's just because its sensitivity is not yet refined enough to see what's actually happening in the mind. But as you get more sensitive, you begin to realize, we gain insight into the mind as you're trying to keep it in concentration. This way you master all three steps, doing, maintaining, using. That's where the meditation shows its real benefits. Not only giving you a good place to stay, but giving you insight into the way the mind fools itself. The way that acts in ignorance, sometimes simply not knowing, sometimes willfully not knowing what it's doing. Now you can open all those things up, see what's going on. Have much better control about what's happening. So take this opportunity. You've got the whole day to meditate. Even as you're washing dishes, cleaning up, you can still meditate. The breath is still there. The mind is still there. All the basic ingredients you need are right here. So take advantage of this time, because it doesn't come always.